Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 18, 2026. The Beverly Fire Department has rescued a three-year-old, and the Lynn Fireworks Committee is hoping to raise $65,000. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:11 p.m. Jamie Pote writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, around 8 a.m., Liz Hoban Brown had just gotten her two children dressed when she went into her office to check a small item for a quick second before heading out the door for the city. That's when she heard the words, "Mama, come help me." She walked into the hallway where her three-year-old son, Theo, had his head stuck between two balusters. After several attempts to get him out, she didn't want to frighten him anymore, so she called 911. That's when Beverly firefighters Mike Bishop and Chris Swinich each pulled one of the balusters, allowing Mom to free her son. ItemLive.com is reporting that a major fundraising campaign in Lynn is being launched for one of the most anticipated events of the year. The annual fireworks display at Red Rock Park draws thousands of spectators from Lynn, Swampscott, and surrounding communities each summer, but organizers say the cost of producing the free public event continues to climb. The city, along with the Lynn Fireworks Committee, is asking for support for the annual July 3 fireworks celebration at Red Rock Park, as the community prepares to commemorate America's 250th anniversary. The committee is seeking to raise $65,000 ahead of this summer's event. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the latest edition of the Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon updates residents on what's happening with streets and sidewalks.
Monday night, I also submitted our streets and sidewalks plan for this year. I think I had mentioned last week that we were kind of grappling between two options. One was like this 11 street plan that was pulled directly from the old plan that we had online that we've since taken down because we're reworking it. But we were kind of using that as our reference point for what could be done this year. And the next one was tackling a major street in Newburyport. And I'll just say it was Federal Street that we were looking at. But that is such a big street that we just need more time to engineer that street. And so we're going to continue that process. We just had a survey done a few weeks ago, so we're still looking at that. So by going with the 11th Street plan, and those streets are located throughout the city, wards 1 through 6 all have representation on the plan. So we've submitted that into City Council so they can see where we're working this year. I think it's 11 streets, and I think it's 5 sidewalk projects that we submitted. So we'll get to work on that this year, and I think next year we'll come forward with a plan for Federal Street. And then Jordy Vining, our senior parking manager, can continue working on a more long-term plan that we'll get back to having like this rolling 5-year plan posted on our website. And then we'll work out the funding for that plan as well. So that's where we are with streets and sidewalks. Another hats off to the DPS. Again, they were working on that street and sidewalks plan. We were able to get that into council. Actually, just before I get to that, I will say some of the streets are going to be worked on this month. So again, we got that plan into the council for them to see as a communication. But some of the streets we're going to get to work on in a couple weeks. So you're going to see some work happening pretty soon. So again, I'm glad the DPS was able to work with the contractor and get that work started.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Gloucester Times reporter Bobby Grady writes that Gloucester City Councilors Jason Groh and Dylan Benson are looking to reduce the number of NIP bottles found across Gloucester and have a meeting planned with local liquor store owners to figure out a solution. The councilors are having a non-public meeting with liquor store owners May 20 to discuss what updates the owners have on the possibility of adopting a redemption fee for NIP bottles. Groh said they met previously with the store owners to introduce the possibility. Also from the Gloucester Times, Bobby Grady writes that the 9-hour fishing vessel Lily Jean Fund benefit concert had already raised between $30,000 and $40,000 before the event began Sunday at The Cut. From noon to 9 p.m., 19 bands performed on two stages at the downtown music venue. People came in and out throughout the day to raise money for the families impacted by the January tragedy. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Endicott College baseball team won its fifth straight NCAA Division III regional this past weekend with a 19-12 win over Whitworth. The Gulls will now move on to the Super Regionals coming up this week at Montclair State in New Jersey. The Masconomet baseball team got a 3-0 no-hit win over Beverly this past weekend. The Chieftains' left-handed pitcher Zach Ward pitched the gem, striking out 7 Beverly batters. Yesterday, Marblehead edged Danvers 4-3 as the Magicians earned their 10th win of the season and qualified for the state tournament. Peabody topped Lynn English 7-5 behind the complete game pitching of Liam Smith. Gloucester blanked Winthrop 10-0 with Lucas Albano belting his 3rd home run of the year as the Fishermen now stand at 16-2. Hamilton Wenham ran its record to 18-0 with a 6-1 win over Manchester Essex behind a 15-strikeout performance from Griffin Hawkins. In boys lacrosse, Manchester Essex topped Masconomet 16-6. Turner Vallejo struck for 4 goals, and Connor Dixon made 14 saves on 18 shots in net for the Hornets. In coaching news, Newburyport has hired Dave Clay as its new boys basketball coach, taking over from Mark Elmendorf. Clay is a former head coach at the school, leaving after the 2022 season to take over the St. John's Prep basketball program. And the Red Sox lost 8-1 to the Braves yesterday. The Sox open up a 3-game series in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.